Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, a candid conversation as we learn about types of dementias, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, frontal temporal, and Lewy body, and the effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, overcome obstacles, and find positive outcomes. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Hello, friends. Gosh, I am thrilled today because I have a good friend in studio with me today. Hi, Rosalyn.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm great. So, Roz, I'm just going to call you Roz. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Roz is the Director of Diversity and Inclusion at the Colorado Alzheimer's Association. We are former colleagues, and she knows she's one of my favorite people in the world. And an exciting event is coming up. And you manage the committee that's putting it on this year?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for having me. I am co-chairing the Rocky Mountain Conference on Dementia that the Alzheimer's Association is putting on in its 30th anniversary.
Isn't that awesome?
And it is amazing. And my co-chair, Danielle Hubbard, my colleague, who's the Director of Health Systems and Family Services, she and I are putting this on along with the wonderful committee and staff.
So. Oh, that's awesome. It's one of my favorite events, folks. And even if you're not in Colorado, and I have listeners everywhere, you should check and see if maybe after we're discussing this, maybe your local Alzheimer's Association wants to put on something similar. Now, in the past, this used to be called the Education Symposium. For those of you who have been following me for the last couple of years, I don't want you to be confused by that. But now we're calling it the Rocky Mountain Conference on Dementia. That way you can open it up to different types of dementia, is that right?
Oh, most definitely. As you know, the Alzheimer's Association is a leading voluntary organization who focuses on education, care, and a leader in Alzheimer's research. So as a result, we have this annual conference to bring together experts from across the country, as well as locally. We're excited to even have you a part of event. And this event focuses on educating people living with mild cognitive impairment, folks who are in the early stages of dementia. It's for healthcare professionals, family caregivers, students, and just early stage families as well. So we're hoping folks come and join us on Monday, April 29th at the Hyatt Regency DTC Hotel from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30.
It's an awesome event, and for those of you trying to put in your mind where is that, it's roughly off of Bellevue and Syracuse. It's about one block east of I-25 and one block north of Bellevue. I think that's about kind of the general area where it is, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing event. And so this year, your opening keynote speaker is a Dr. Rebecca Edelmeyer. Edelmeyer?
That's correct, Edelmeyer.
Okay, yeah. So what's she going to talk about?
Well, Dr. Edelmeyer, she is the leading researcher for the Alzheimer's Association, so she will definitely provide us fabulous updates to research. There's a good deal of information going on that people need to know about, in particular regarding new studies that are out there. So we're hoping to provide that information to people, and we want folks to come out and hear her.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm kind of hoping that she'll talk about the grant and how the money that the local association that you work for gave money last year to, I think, seven different projects. And I'm really hoping she'll touch on that because you were really trying to put some money towards new and innovative studies, you know, just on all aspects. So she'll talk about that and maybe some other things.
I'm sure. There's a particular study out there that folks need to hear more about regarding the Sprint Mind study that is relevant to high blood pressure and mild cognitive impairment and the fact that folks who are predisposed by having uncontrolled high blood pressure could potentially lead to a diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment. So we want to hear more about that because I know I find that fascinating.
Oh, me too.
And as an African-American, African-Americans are twice as likely to be diagnosed with a form of dementia. And high blood pressure is a predisposition of that. So a lot of people need to know more about what the latest in research is.
I think that's amazing because I actually hadn't heard that. You and I had had a discussion a couple of years back about the effects of diabetes on people, but I really hadn't heard the blood pressure issue. So that's interesting. Well, I can't wait to hear her. And then also, folks, you might recall, I had a lovely, lovely lady on named Nadine Roberts Cornish, and she talked about her book, which was awesome, and it was Tears in My Gumbo, I think it was the book. And she's going to be the closing keynote speaker this year, right?
Yes. Nadine is fabulous. She is our author, caregiver consultant, and a transformational speaker, if you will. So we're excited to have Nadine the day of, to culminate the day, if you will, and really encourage people to take care of themselves and leave them with a call to action about navigating the importance of seeking care and first and foremost putting themselves first by putting their oxygen mask on. So we know that caregivers are twice as likely to, unfortunately, either their health declines or to pass away because of the stress in caring for someone with a form of dementia.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you're wondering, the way the conference is designed is there's essentially two tracks. One is for families living with the disease, and the other is for professionals, caregivers, and even the people with our friends with diagnosis that might want to attend some of the other breakout sessions and things like that. But as an example, at 10:15 a.m. to 11:30 for an hour and 15 minutes, you have the first of the series of breakout sessions, and you're going to have five this year. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
In each section.
Mm-hmm. Right. And let's talk about some of those. So my good friend Stacy Naslin, who's been on the show a couple of times, you know I always brag about how fabulous her care community is, Spring Ridge, and the person-centered care they do. She's going to talk about understanding Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yes, and we love Stacy. She does a phenomenal job in terms of educating the community. And this is one of our key common programs that has, in fact, been updated, if you will. So we're excited to be able to share that information with people to learn more about what the risk factors are of dementia.
Right.
And to be able to be informed and walk away with some key strategies and nuggets and hopefully be empowered.
Oh, I think she's a terrific speaker.
Yes.
And she really practices what she preaches, so to speak.
Yes.
She puts a practical application into the residents in her community. I think she's going to be a fabulous, fabulous speaker. And then you have It's More Than What You Know. It's How You Show It, Cultivating Competence and Compassion in Dementia Care. Talk about that.
Yes, Kay Adams will be leading that session, and she's a licensed clinical social worker and coach, and she'll just be able to provide best practices, if you will. And so this will be a great session for health professionals to attend to learn more about what cultivating competence looks like.
I like it. The more training we can get out there in the communities, the better those care communities will be. And especially with the regulations that have come through in the last year, we've had the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment on the show talking about those kind of things. So it seems like that kind of speaks to that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, cool. And then I am actually going to present a track on And working with activities of daily living, breaking them down for my caregiver nation, my listeners, mm-hmm. for us, and how we can work with our friends with diagnosis more compassionately and really taking each one of the activities of daily living, which is grooming, teeth brushing, bathing, eating, dressing, nail care, all those kinds of things, and I'll break them down for you in roughly 5 to 7 minute sessions so that you can learn how to help your loved one with some great strategies and techniques. So I'm super excited about that. Thanks for letting me
be a part of this. We're thrilled to have you.
I love it. And then another one is going to be self-care and the power of your pen. Ooh, is that sort of writing a journal?
Yes, absolutely.
Like
Lori LeMasters, who is awesome, she will show those strategies and how caregivers can be empowered to start to write down and journal their activities to give them more tools, if you will, mm-hmm. in caregiving. So we're okay. hoping folks really take advantage of that.
I love it. And so that's that first track in the morning. Then we've got understanding Alzheimer's and dementia again, but you have our friend Brenda Gurung who is giving that particular one. So that's if somebody wasn't able to get to it the first time, they can get to it the second time and maybe hear it through a different person's voice.
Indeed. Yeah. Most definitely. Brenda is awesome as well.
And this is one of my favorites, nutritional support for caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
For caregivers. Not just for the people with diagnosis, but for the people that care for them. Caregiver Nation, this one's for you. How to eat right and so forth.
All of those good things that we need to know. When you look at the fact that there's more information about eating healthy foods and incorporating, say, the Mediterranean diet, more
right.
fruits and vegetables, Barbara will really give a nice perspective of what that looks like.
Okay.
And how you can do it with balance in mind.
Nice. And then we've got two more. I probably got a couple more in this track here. We'll see what we can get in before our quick break. But you've got Dr. Hillary Lum. She's a medical doctor, and
mm-hmm.
she's at University of Colorado, and also at the VA in Eastern Colorado Geriatric Research Education. I like that. And she works in the clinic, folks. And she's going to co-give this one presentation about discussing future planning and dementia promises and pitfalls with Dr. Jean Abbott, who is also a physician and also works with mental health at the University of Colorado Center for Bioethics and Humanities. I like that. And Constance mm-hmm. Holden's going to be a part of that too?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
They will focus on advanced care planning, which is essential.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we all should take advantage of planning early before there's any concern of cognitive decline. So
mm-hmm.
Dr. Lum and the team will focus on what that looks like.
Okay, that sounds good. And then the joy of dementia. You've got to be kidding. That sounds funny. But really, truly, Mary Friedley and Dr. Susan Massad are really going to talk about how to find joy with a disease like this, right?
We're really excited about having them as well. They're coming in from New York,
mm-hmm.
and this will be an improvisational
mm-hmm.
play, if you will, or
okay.
workshop. So it'll be a different twist to provide a creative look on in the life of dementia.
I think that's fascinating. We're going to take a 70-second break. You'll hear a little bit about my company, and we'll be right back.
Living and working with Alzheimer's and other dementias can often be challenging. Summit Resilience Training provides education utilizing non-medical approaches for those who work with our friends affected by dementia. Believing families still need one-on-one assistance, we provide classes which help them understand the diseases affecting their loved ones, offering strategies and techniques for success with activities of daily living and working with confusing behaviors. We offer in-home assessments to clarify symptoms of dementia diseases and help families work together to find moments of joy while living with memory loss and impairment. Education programs instilling person-centered care philosophies are offered for professional caregivers working in communities and homes, which can be customized for their staff. Training is also available for first responders, such as law enforcement, fire, and EMT personnel. We're passionate that people with dementias such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and others are approached with compassion and understanding, and those who work with them have all the tools they need for success. Call us at Summit Resilience Training, 303-420-6988, to schedule a class or in-home assessment. Visit our website at summitresiliencetraining.com for more information.
Welcome back to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, a candid conversation as we learn about types of dementias, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, frontal temporal, and Lewy body, and their effects on the people we love.
Okay, I'm back with my friend Rosalyn Reese, and she is the Director of Diversity and Inclusion at the Colorado Alzheimer's Association. And we are talking about one of my favorite events, Roz. I love, love, love this conference. It's the Rocky Mountain Conference on Dementia. Everybody is welcome. There is now a website set up where you can access the registration piece and get signed up and come. And I'd love it if you told them you heard it on my show. So, Roz, do you happen to know the website to get on that, or did they just go to the Alzheimer's Association? They can find it.
Yes, absolutely. To alz.org/CO. And on that page, they will find the link for Rocky Mountain Conference on Dementia. I'm happy to share what the fees are.
Okay,
and
please
In terms of health professionals, that's $175
okay.
to attend. If there's an organization bringing five people or more, that's $150 per person.
Nice, little discount.
Yes.
Cool.
Family caregivers and early stage families are $50 per person, as well as students.
That's very affordable.
Yes.
Very affordable.
And we have the Sugarman Award nominees as well, which will be $50 per person.
That's my favorite part. Let's tell them a little bit about that. So the Sugarman Award is where different communities and families that have residents in these different communities can nominate the caregivers that they think are just doing a fabulous job. And the good news is you get a lot of nominations, right?
Absolutely. You're right. Deb Wells is managing that process for us this year.
Love it.
And there is still a time for folks to nominate up until February 28th.
Okay.
If there's a professional caregiver that exemplifies excellence in caregiving,
mm-hmm.
We encourage them to contact our helpline at 1-800-272-3900 and leave a message for Deb Wells, and she'll get in touch with them.
Excellent. So just a couple more of the sessions that are open to the general public. This one I really like. Dr. Leslie Beth Eber is going to talk. She's a physician, and she's going to talk about, is there a pill that will help behaviors, progression, or prevention? We're going to temper that with, right now there's no cure for any of the diseases under dementia. However, there are some medications that will help with certain dementias, like Parkinson's disease. There's Cenimit, and it's / levodopa, does help with the dopamine loss for our friends with Parkinson's and so on and so forth. I'm sure she'll talk about that. She might even touch on, having Eli Lilly and Pfizer pulling out of making dementia drugs, because 191 have come through the pharmaceuticals and only three are on the market right now, but their efficacy is limited. So I'm sure she's going to touch on that, right? And then going back again at 2:15 to 3:30, another track with Understanding Dementia, our friend J.J. Jordan brings a lot to the table, sharing her family issues and journeys that she's been on, and just everything that she has to help whoever's in her class listening the way she presents it.
Absolutely. The diversity in the conference speakers is awesome. So we're excited to have JJ as well.
She's phenomenal. And a mother and daughter one, Roz, what's that about?
So Libby and Patty Bortz, mom and daughter, or vice versa. they will talk about end of life,
okay.
The importance of planning early, again, and looking at it from a perspective of we have to talk about it. We can't wait to not talk about what right. end of life should look like.
Right.
So that's a conversation that folks will hear from the lens of a mom and daughter. And they're just beautiful people. So
yeah.
we're really excited to have them as well.
Love that. And another one on humor. We can't get enough of the humor about caregiving because we have to find the joy.
That's right.
We have to, or we will be overwhelmed as caregivers, right? And then whole self-care without the guilt. Ooh, I like that. What's that about?
Yes, Tara Keach is coming from Alabama to
okay.
share what whole self-care looks like from mm-hmm. her lens. And she will provide some strategies. I don't want to give away any nuggets of what that looks
right.
like, per se. We want folks to register and come out. However, Tara is from Colorado, and she spent a good time volunteering for us on Helpline. And she's just well-rounded mm-hmm. in the perspectives that she offers,
right.
has a personal connection. So that should just be awesome.
I love it. So you've got another one, Life Enrichment on the Navigational Star,
mm-hmm.
and talking about therapeutic and person-centered approaches. Love that. Megan Carnarius is terrific. She's got a great book out, too, folks, if you want to learn more about her. And she's just an amazing speaker. She's a ton of fun, right?
Yes, Megan is outstanding. And so
yeah.
healthcare professionals definitely would want to take advantage of her session.
Absolutely. Now, how about our friends with diagnosis?
Mm.
What do those tracks look like?
Well, the early stage track that will be led by Danelle Hubbard and Cheryl Kiach on the early stage team, they will bring a keynote speaker, Mimi Steffen, excuse
mm-hmm.
me, who's a person living with the disease.
So she's going to tell her story.
She'll share her story as
nice.
Well. And Marty Reswick, who also has a profound personal story,
mm-hmm.
and he's a participant in the DIAN study.
Right.
He will MC a panel mm-hmm. that will take place during the early stage track,
mm-hmm.
and Amy
folks,
Miller
nice.
Will be on that panel.
Oh, I love that. And folks, you might remember Marty was on talking about the familial study out of Washington University of St. Louis, the study my family is the same school that my family study is in. And these are people that are younger than 65, younger onset. And they have joined into a group. The DIAN is an acronym about studying the diagnostic pathology and so forth with people that have this disease that are younger, 20s, 30s. Mm-hmm. 40s, 50s,
absolutely.
Up to 65, right? And then who's Jolene Sussman? What's she bringing to us?
So Jolene, Dr. Jolene Sussman, she's a board-certified general psychologist for Rocky Mountain Regional VA.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's also an instructor for University of Colorado School of Medicine, Department of Geriatrics.
Cool.
So she will be part of that panel. The panel will focus on safety,
mm-hmm.
Gun safety,
mm-hmm.
driving, as well as home safety.
Okay.
So Clay Harris and Brian Kaplan, who are both attorneys at law,
mm-hmm.
they will be on that panel.
Nice.
And as mentioned, our own Amy Miller, who worked for the Alzheimer's Association for over 5 years or more, she's now with Senior Reach. She will be on that panel.
Nice.
So it's just going to be a dynamic track, if you will. And there will be other speakers as well during that time.
Good. And then you've got Can We Talk? Advocating to put people at the heart of healthcare. That really, I feel like that really kind of circles into something I'm doing too in March, which is the Healthier Rural West Summit, where we're talking about how we can have better health care and getting really to the heart of what health care looks like, why it's so expensive, how can we make things better. And my track at that particular one is about making dementia care more making it more prevalent that we have person-centered care. Is that kind of what she's talking about? Policies and advocacy and really getting to the heart of what patients need?
Yes, and she will provide a creative strategy of how to talk about that.
Nice.
through the lens of a particular game. Hello Game, I believe is what it's called.
Okay.
So we definitely want folks to check her out. Again, those folks who are in the early stages of the disease.
And last but not least, puzzling with art and talking about art without being an expert. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that you do at the association is the big art program, Memories in the Making, as well. And so just somebody bringing up art and different mediums of art, is that what she's going to talk about?
Well, that is one lens or perspective. However, Claire Mosier from the American Museum of Western Art, she will also be looking at the cultural aspects. So you're familiar with the SPARC program.
Yes.
We are fortunate to have community partners who, will bring that expertise of what it looks like culturally in the art arena for folks who have memory loss. So, again, we want people to take advantage of that session, which will be from 2:15 to 3:15 during the early stage track.
I love that. Give the date again.
The date is Monday, April 29th, 2019, 7:30 p.m. to 4:30 at the Hyatt Regency DTC Hotel. We are fortunate to have wonderful sponsors, and we want to take a moment to thank those. We are currently Christian Living Communities, the Home Care Assistants, SCL Health, and Relay Colorado. We are still taking on sponsors and exhibitors. Let's say if you are a community out there that would like to exhibit, please contact us at 1-800-272-3900.
Yes, please jump in.
Yes, it's time.
It's
time.
Any other sponsors you want to talk about real quick?
Well, in terms of SCL Health, we're partnering with health systems, so we're thankful to have that opportunity. They have a program that's actually coming up, an aging mastery program that we're partnering with, and we're going to be a host site in the next couple of weeks. So it's an opportunity for people to come and learn more and also learn more about our programs and services.
Anyone
interested, we want them to call the helpline at 800-272-3900.
Perfect. And you can register now, so go on alz.org/CO. Roz, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jill.
Super excited about this. It's a great event every year, and folks, we'll be back with more great resources for you next week. Take care.
Been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz. To learn more about her resources, services, classes, or to book speaking engagements, visit Jill's website at summitresiliencetraining.com. A new podcast drops every Tuesday, so join us as we learn more about dementias, resilience, and overcoming obstacles to find a positive outcome. Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz can be found on your favorite podcast provider. Please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. Musical and technical support provided by Brian Hunter. See you next week.